any of our past relationships, my terrible pre- and post-teen attitude, some early problems with major drugs, all that shit was pushed out in Singapore jail. Apparently, Steve is still in this. I won't tell. So I've watched Karen grown up, and I've always thought that she was a stunningly talented person. Karen could have been a professional musician, a dancer. In fact, she could have been anything she wanted to be. She may not know this, but I've always looked up to my good teacher. What I didn't get is that what she always wanted to be was a mother and a wife. And be the very best at that she could. So what I know now is that she's a stunningly talented success. She's become a beautiful, independent, strong, and very special person who I know I can trust with anything.
Even you.
So it's an honor to be here today. At this point in their lives for Steve and Karen, prior to meeting each other, they both made very tough decisions that they thought would be for the greater good of their children, and maybe themselves. Not knowing what would become of their single status, they bravely forged on with the love of their children paramount in their minds. It's a gift that they found each other. They're special people who deserve to have the love that they have longed for. I know and love Karen as much as is possible, and I can tell you that Steve is a very lucky man. I've been fortunate to know Steve, and now know him, and Steve is a very special person to me. Steve's a true friend, who never amazes me with his kindness and generosity. I love you, man. I love you for how happy you make my sister, for the way you care for me, and more importantly, the way you care for Karen's amazing kids, the way you care for your own beautiful kids. It's impressive. She deserves it. Steve's a great father and a father figure, in the right place at the right time. It's just amazing. See Karen treated the way she deserves to be treated. It's very special to me. It's a huge risk they both took that has paid off for them. Steve's a great guy, and I have now learned that Karen is just as lucky as he is. Of course, all of us wish you guys the very best of luck. Personally, I believe we all make our own luck. You guys are now together. Forever and happy, truly happy. And as individuals, you guys can do so much, but together, you can accomplish anything. You really don't need life. You have each other. I love you guys. Congratulations. It's great to glance when Matthew gives us the toast. Look at that man.
Congratulations and cheers.
That was beautiful.
People are going to think this is a funeral.